Mission Network News 2-minute version, Sunday, July 11, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A ministry reaching the hearts of people through Christian radio in Romania and Moldova is in jeopardy. The only thing that can help is much prayer and a lot of funding. Little Samaritan Missions' Florin Pindigblad says donations are down 70%. He hates the thought of shutting down radio stations.
It's very hard to cut off a radio station when we fought so hard. There is not a Christian broadcasting in Eastern Europe like God granted to Little Samaritan Mission. 15 in Romania existing now, 13 in Moldova. It's like you cut off the light, you know, for an entire city.
It costs $700 per day to run the entire network. Romania has also granted them 6 more licenses, which puzzles Pindigblad.
I do not understand God why he granted us 6 more radio stations. At least he will do a miracle now in last moment.
$25,000 is all that's needed to start each new station. Pindigblad is encouraging Christians to get involved. And retirees from the secular workforce are finding new careers in missions. Bob and Nancy Hausler have done just that, as they're now sailors with Wycliffe Bible Translators, serving with JARS. JARS speeds Bible translation by providing quality services for Wycliffe Bible Translators and others. Bob tells us how they got the call.
After taking a course in missions, we felt compelled and an urgency to find some work that would be along the lines of our experience. So we applied to Wycliffe Bible Translator.
Since they love sailing, they joined the Maritime Program, helping translators travel between islands. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Help us continue to call people just like you to missions around the world. I'm Greg Yoder.